The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Good Tuesday to you on this, the 8th day of September 2020. It's a big day. It's the first official day of the campaign. The old cliche is that the presidential campaigns begin after Labor Day. Now, they actually began 2 years ago. Actually, they never stopped. The campaign against Trump never, ever stopped. And I'll be talking with Byron York about that in hour three today. That is brand new book, Obsession. And I would encourage you to get that book and read through why President Trump's really enjoying the first year of his term right now in the last 60 days of it because of the endless attacks, which continue, by the way. But Byron does a fantastic job laying them out from the Comey to the Mueller to the Russia hearings to the Ukraine hearings and then the COVID attacks. But none of it really matters. All that matters is turnout. So I'm beginning today's first day of the official campaign by appealing to you to join the Job Creators Network effort, KeepAmericaAmerica.com. It's a get-out-the-vote effort. Go and sign up. Do your part. Get the vote out. The single most important thing you can do is to get your friends and family and coworkers and colleagues out and talking about what the Republicans have done, what the president has done over the last 4 years, which is immense, and to talk down, frankly, the trash talk and the lies. I wrote a column about this on Sunday. It posted yesterday. I see the president retweeted it last night, so that overnight it went to like 20,000 retweets, whatever happens whenever the president retweets something. But it was simply and I think persuasively written to focus on not this stupid story that someone says he said bad things about the military, but to his real successes like the Kosovo-Serbia deal. Did you know in the Kosovo-Serbia deal that Serbia agreed to move its embassy to Jerusalem and Kosovo, which is a Muslim majority country, agreed to establish ties with Israel? That wasn't covered much at all, actually. And while there was an occasional story here or there about what happened, the Kosovo-Serbia war was a bitter, brutal, horrible war that went on for as long as Yugoslavia fell apart and became all the different Balkan countries. And while not as obvious to Americans and to Anglos as the Good Friday Accords between Northern Ireland as Protestants and Catholics, the deal between the Serbs and the Kosovars is a big deal in terms of peace. And so after it was signed, the president of Serbia and the prime minister of Kosovo all signed the deal in the Oval Office on Friday. And it's a historic occasion, not unlike the UAE-Israel accord, which will be signed in Washington later this month. Ambassador Grenell, who was up until recently the ambassador of Germany, walked out into the press room and just ripped into them. Cut number one.
I'm going to just talk about Kosovo and Serbia. I don't know if you can find it on a map, but this is atrocious. I have to tell you guys, you might be too young to understand what this issue is about. Maybe the older journalists should step up and say, this is a big deal. This is a big issue. I'm astounded at what happens in Washington, D.C., and especially in this room. I got to tell you, get substantive. Maybe it's too complicated of an issue for you all.
Rick, respectfully, but this is the first time we've had the opportunity to speak with these individuals.
Okay, but today's Las Kosovo and Serbia. Let's take a little time and talk about this 21-year issue, Peter. I mean, 21-year issue. We're getting the same questions that are all politics. You guys don't understand what's happening outside of Washington, D.C. People aren't listening to you anymore. It's really a crisis in journalism. And I think it's because people are too young to understand issues like Kosovo and Serbia.
All right, can I ask
how about a substantive question?
I don't think any of us came here for a lecture about our questioning.
The question I would like to ask you is...
Rick, that reporter may not want a lecture, but he came to the White House briefing room, and Rick is the briefer. I don't know who the reporter was. Maybe he's a good guy, but if the fellow who negotiated Kosovo and Serbia along with the president and the national security advisor is appalled at the level of questions, that's a newsworthy event. And that clip got more traction than anything else, maybe other than my column over the weekend, my column coming in second by a lot. And I think it's because most of the country does realize they're not there in good faith. They're not covering the news. They're there to get Trump. And people have had it. Now, the Atlantic story that the president said awful things about dead American soldiers in cemeteries around France, you can choose to believe it. It's written by a good reporter. Jeffrey Goldberg is a good reporter. But his sources are anonymous sources. And I have a theory. I don't know that it's true. I'm guessing two or three people who were on that trip as part of the staff of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Joe Dunford, not Chairman Dunford, who would never, I believe, ever say something like this. But a couple of colonels or commanders or staff officers, maybe even one stars, get together and they decide to feed this to Jeffrey and to do it now. And so they do. And then they confirm it to AP, which they did. But Mike Pompeo, who is with the president, John Kelly's chief aide yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is with the president, and believe it or not, John Bolton, who, of course, has his problems with the president with John Bolton, all denied that. In fact, John Bolton went on Fox News with Martha McCullum yesterday and said this, cut number two.
According to what that article said, the president made disparaging remarks about our soldiers, the people buried at the Anmarn Cemetery, in connection with the decision for him not to go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon. And that was simply false. I don't know who told the author that, but that was false. And I recounted that in my book, The Room Where It Happened, and reaffirmed that in response to questions the next day.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard the back and forth between reporters on this. Jennifer Griffin came on today and said that she stands by her sources. She says that you were not, quote, in the room where it happened when this was discussed. What do you say to that?
Well, she's just flatly wrong. Look, I can tell you exactly what it was. We were in the ambassador's residence in Paris. We were supposed to be having a 10:30 meeting to brief the president for his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at 11. The president was late, which is frequently the case. I don't think the entire affair lasted more than 10 or 15 minutes. And the main issue was whether or not weather conditions permitted the president to go out to the Anmarn Cemetery. The people I recall being there were John Kelly, one of his aides, Mike Pompeo, myself, Jamie McCord, our ambassador to France. We had this discussion. It was mostly John Kelly presenting the logistical reasons why the trip couldn't take place. And the president assented to the recommendation that he not go.
That's just not a story. Now, he doesn't mention Dunford, so my theory doesn't get any backing from Dunford there. But Kelly's chief aide denied it. And Mike Pompeo on the show on Friday just said it was nonsense. So we spent the weekend talking about that instead of Kosovo. So yesterday, the president goes out and gives a press conference, which I'll come back to. But let me begin with a little market update, because it's going to be a wild day on Wall Street. The early options on or the futures on NASDAQ today suggests that it's going to be just a bloodletting on the tech stocks again that began on Friday, and then they'll bounce back. I mean, I'm not worried about this. They ran up. They're coming back down. They'll run up again. But gold is at 1925, which is very interesting to me, that it's down to an entry point some people may want to get in. Remember, Birch Gold is who I buy my gold from. A lot of people are doing a rotation into gold. If you want to move a portion of your IRA or 401k, head over to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's Birch Gold via HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. We hope to have the Skype back up and working. We've got some problem here. But in the meantime, go to HughGold.com and come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But at night, it's a different world.
Welcome back, America. It's you, do it.
Come on, come on, if that's all.
You might not know this, but summer goes on. Summer doesn't end. Do you know what day summer ends, Generalissimo? Do you happen to know offhand what day summer ends?
Yeah, it's like the 21st, I think.
It's the 22nd. I tell you.
Fine?
Well, no, not fine. You would have, all the calendars would have been wrong if people had listened to you.
Who cares?
So it's not summer. I'm just saying it's not really summer. It's the election season. I'd like to know who you think out there is going to win. 1-800-520-1234. First day of the campaign. Who do you think is going to win? The president went out and gave a press conference last night. Let's start with his assessment of a New York Times story on Vice President Biden in China. Cut number 3.
The New York Times has just published an entire story on Biden's China sellouts, which is amazing for the New York Times. I appreciate that. In 2001, Biden said the United States welcomes the emergence of a prosperous, integrated China on the global stage, because we expect this is going to be a China that plays by the rules. They didn't play by the rules. They didn't play by the rules. The World Trade Organization, one of the reasons it's so bad is that China didn't play by the rules. We did. We did, but their rules were easier because they're considered a developing nation. So they had a much lower standard. But even that, they didn't play by the rules. That's when they became a rocket ship. They were flatlined for years and years and years. Then they joined the World Trade Organization. And frankly, they cheated. Okay? They cheated, I'll say it. What difference is it? I feel much differently. I feel I made a great trade deal with China. Great. And they're buying. You know why they're buying? Because they know I'm not happy. That's why they're buying. And I talk about it because today is Labor Day. And it's a good time to talk about when we're being ripped off by countries. But nobody's even close to China. Biden cheered China's rise as a great power because great powers adhere to international norms in the areas of non-proliferation, human rights, and trade. Well, they didn't. They took advantage of stupid people. Stupid people. And Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it. But you know that. The cost of Biden's economic treachery was 60,000 shuttered American factories. And I hear this morning that the real number is probably 70,000. 70,000 shuttered American factories. And he's talking about how wonderful it is with China. No, China's been very bad. On top of which, we had the China plague sent to us. And other viruses, nothing near this serious, but the swine. We had other viruses sent in over the years that came from China. I wonder why. If Biden wins, China wins, because China will own this country. If Biden wins, China will own this country. And hopefully you're not going to be able to find that out. It's the most important election in our history right now. Most important election in our history.
Now, you know, the interesting part about that is the president is talking about China, and the headline is Trump calls Biden stupid. That's the headline. Trump calls Biden stupid. Now, that is the D.C. filter. Instead of saying, focusing on China, the president slammed Joe Biden's China policies and the course thereof calling him stupid. It's just president calls Biden stupid because they want you to think, oh, Trump mean, Biden nice, as opposed to Trump hard on China, Biden soft on China. The president made this point about the key nature of what will happen if Biden and the Democrats win. Cut number four.
Joe Biden, the radical socialist Democrats, would immediately collapse the economy. If they got in, they would collapse it. You'll have a crash the likes of which you've never seen before. Your stocks, your 401ks. Remember, it's the people that own these massive listed companies. A lot of people, rich people and not so rich people and middle income people, and those stocks will crash like you've never seen before. The Biden plan begins with a $4 trillion tax hike, and that will end everything, including growth. There won't be growth. There'll be total contraction.
Okay, it's keepamericaamerica.com. I want you to do that. Why do I hear my computer talking to me now? I'll tell you, we're having the Labor Day munchkins got into my computer. But remember, keepamericaamerica.com is where you go to be a part of the Get Out the Vote campaign. keepamericaamerica.com. How hard is that? That's not hard to remember. keepamericaamerica.com. Come right back.
Can you imagine that slice of time? Rock and roll was young people's student line. To hear music that played to their lives, that you could carry till the day you die. Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice of American pie.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt on the first day of the campaign. What do I mean by that? I just mean that traditionally, in the old days, in the real old days, like in the Eisenhower days, and before presidential politics kicked off today, the Tuesday after Labor Day, and candidates would do rallies and they would launch their traditional barnstorming. And in fact, Vice President Pence and Senator Harris were out doing a little bit of that over the weekend, trying to get sort of set up. But we begin the campaign with the Real Clear Politics average showing that Joe Biden is up 7 points nationally. Well, that doesn't matter because he's got a 35-point lead in Massachusetts and a 30-point lead in California. And in the battleground states, he's allegedly up 3 points. Well, I was briefed over the weekend by two Republican insiders, and one of them tells me the president is ahead in Arizona and Wisconsin, behind in Pennsylvania, and toss up in New Hampshire, toss up in Minnesota, and otherwise it's the same map. Down in Michigan. That's it, down in Michigan. So the map is a little bit different, but the Democrat and that Martha McSally is, there was a poll last week that said Martha McSally was down 12 or some crazy thing. It was a busted poll. They don't even publish the number of R's and D's that they did in this poll. Martha McSally's within the margin of error. And I think every Senate race, Susan Collins is allegedly ahead. Tom Tillis a little bit behind. I got the total brief over the weekend. But it doesn't matter. It's going to change dramatically over the next 8 weeks. Who do you think is going to win? John in Howell, Michigan. You're a key voter, John. What do you think?
Hey, Hugh, I think it's going to be Trump. I don't know if it's going to be a landslide. I think it's going to be a tight race just from the division in our country. But I was in beautiful northern Michigan last weekend, and I will tell you, all the way up through Michigan and in northern Michigan, the number of Trump signs, if there's any indication, because I saw this in 2016, if this is any indication, the number of Trump signs versus Biden signs, it may be a landslide in Michigan.
Well, they got to get, well, Michigan is polling right now for Biden. Now, I don't know how to rely on polls this year. There's quite a lot of controversy about it, but I still trust them. No one wants to be wrong.
I have no faith in polls. I mean, look what happened in 2016.
Well, in fact, let me go back and tell you, there was only one poll that was off by more than 6 points in 2016. That was Wisconsin. And they do not know how to poll rural America. And you're right. Up in the Upers, they are all pro-Trump. And in Minnesota's Iron Range, they're all pro-Trump. The question is Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, and Detroit in reverse order.
You're absolutely right. But I think Pennsylvania is going to be a key state.
It is the key state. If Trump wins it, it's over. If he loses it, he's got to pull an inside straight. We will
100% agree. And the word is fracking.
No, the word is fracking. You're absolutely right, John. Thank you, friend. Vanessa in Greenville, South Carolina, 1-800-520-1234. I'm just asking people who they think is going to win on the first day of the campaign. Go ahead.
I think it's going to be the president's going to win, and I have a feeling it's going to be close to a landslide. Just look at all the energy that is behind the president everywhere he goes. And then
And you know, it's amazing, Vanessa, that he does a presser like yesterday and the Beltway media gets all upset, but his base gets energized and the independents just don't care. The independents are going to ask who will get the economy back, who is going to take on China, will my children and grandchildren be better under Trump or Biden?
Exactly.
That's what they ask.
Exactly. And it's doing it even as we speak. And then look at the one that's running for VP, and no questions. Nobody takes questions.
Oh, I can play that for you. Cut number 23, right at the end of Senator Harris yesterday.
Are very honored, proud, and lucky to have Senator and soon-to-be Vice President Harris with us today. And I will pass it back over to you, because I know you want to take some questions before you get out of here.
Oh, we're all set.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
We're all set. Thank you.
I think we're all set. No questions. And I think it's pretty remarkable, actually, that you can't trust your vice president. They don't trust Joe Biden to answer questions, and they don't trust Kamala to answer questions. That's kind of an indictment of the campaign, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hey, and Hugh, one more thing before we go.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is putting his name back in the transfer portal, and he's coming back home to the dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, he's got to stay where he is. Just wait and see. Is he really doing that? Is he really going back? Okay, you're just
I want him to come. I want him to come back.
No. We're gonna get the Buckeyes up and running. Thank you, Vanessa. Boyd in Sweet Valley, Pennsylvania. Hey, Boyd.
Hey, Hugh. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, I think Trump is going to win a landslide.
Well, again, the polls don't show that, and the betting has Biden up a little bit on the Las Vegas market, which is real money.
Yeah, I do a lot of traveling, especially here in Pennsylvania. And, I mean, everywhere you look, you always see a lot of Trump signs and very few Biden signs. And, I mean, even in the big cities. And this past weekend, I was in New Jersey and down at the beach, and that's all you saw was Trump signs.
Well, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. In Northern Virginia, all you see are Biden signs and Black Lives Matter signs. You know, signs are driven by neighborhood acceptance and fear. And if you're going to put a Trump sign up in Manhattan, you're going to get attacked. And if you're going to, you know, I just don't imagine there's 5% of rural America for Biden. I just don't believe it. But Jersey Shore is interesting because Jersey Shore is a combination of everything.
Right, I can see that. And I mean, I was just very surprised because, it was just a little bit above Atlantic City and Brigantine, and there was tons of Trump signs. And I mean, even out at the beach, there was people with flags saying Trump 2020. I mean,
the Potomac had a big boat parade. as did Wrightsville Beach. I had friends down at Wrightsville Beach, and I myself was along the Potomac running, and they had a huge boat parade for Trump. I guess that's the new thing this year. By the way, how crowded was the beach, Boyd, in New Jersey?
Where I was, it wasn't very crowded in Brigantine. In Atlantic City, it was packed. I mean, they were all on top of each other.
I guess people are just going to believe they can make it through the COVID if they get it. Thank you, sir. Maggie, Pittsburgh.
Hey, Hugh. Trump's going to win. You see signs everywhere in Pennsylvania. I'm very worried about Pittsburgh. We've got a mayor who doesn't let our police do its job over the weekend. You saw on national news.
Okay, thank you, Maggie. Wes in Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah, hey, Maggie's the reason, oddly enough, of why Trump's going to win. Pennsylvania, I'll tell you what's going to turn Pennsylvania. That lady who took a big swig and downed that person's beer in Pittsburgh that's all over the internet, that's who won Trump, Pennsylvania.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that clip.
You need to do a search. A couple sitting in an outside restaurant, there's a huge, leftist Black Lives Matter protest walking by, and a lady comes up, grabs another lady's glass of beer. She's sitting out at the table and just chugs it. You look at that. You look at what's happening at the, there's another shot of.
Oh, you mean so a diner was molested?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Those are terrible things. That's happened in Rochester. That happened in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All the security, all the white suburban moms, and hell, even some black suburban moms, they're going to go. They're going to turn back to.
I saw an African American lady in a car in Portland just lose her stuff. She was so upset with this all white Antifa crowd that were, popsicle kids. They're just graduated from popsicles. Yeah.
I'll tell you one more thing. You know how else I know it's Trump's going to win? You saw on Friday evening, even Emmett Sullivan is starting to give up. He finally scheduled a damn hearing for poor General Flynn.
Oh, I didn't see that either. I must tell you, I did take the weekend off. I got to go look and see when is the hearing.
Okay, so Sidney Powell and the government filed a joint motion to expedite.
That I read. I read that, yeah.
Okay. He granted it late Friday night, and he scheduled it on the latest possible date they had, September 29th at 11 a.m., Hugh, I will ask you, what do you think the chances are he rules from the bench or says, I'll take it under advisement and sit
down? He's not going to rule from the bench. I think he's going to sit on it. He does not want – what do I think? I think the judge is very anti-Trump and that he's trying to – he knows he's got to exonerate Flynn. He doesn't want to do it before the election. That's what I think. I think it's a completely political case, and I believe it's an absolute malfeasance on the part of Sullivan and – the D.C. circuit is packed with liberal Democrats who know it, and it's a scar on the judicial system because you cannot have a prosecution without a Justice Department prosecutor. Just can't be done.
Told them to rule with dispatch, and sitting on it is not ruling with dispatch.
He will ignore that, and he will not be sanctioned. This is why Trump needs to win again, is to reset the courts. They are out of control. Thank you, my friend. I want to talk to you about President Trump yesterday talking about mail-in ballots, cut number 5.
And the dirtiest fight of all is the issuance of 80 million ballots, unrequested. They're not requested. They're just sending 80 million ballots all over the country, 80 million ballots, non-requested. I call them unsolicited ballots. That's going to be the dirtiest fight of all. People are going to get ballots. They're going to say, what am I doing? And then they're going to harvest. They're going to do all the things. And if you look at the last period of 6 months, take a look at the races where they've sent ballots out. Take a look at Carolyn Maloney, whose race should be redone because she won that race totally unfairly to her opponent. Her opponent did very well against her. That race should be rerun. But they declared her the winner because they heard I found out about it. But take a look at what's happened in New Jersey and in Virginia and different places. It's a disgrace. That'll be a beauty.
That'll be a beauty. Trump is getting just loosened up. Hey, time to tell you about ReliefFactor.com. I mentioned I was out on the highways and byways. I may have overdone it a little bit. Talking to the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt last night, I said, the knees are barking at me. 8 yesterday, 10 on Saturday, took Sunday off. Here's my ReliefFactor.com. And I can't cook them in resveratrol omega. Now, I remember when George W. gave up running for biking. I am never going to do that. I do not have the coordination necessary to go dirt biking. The former president is a very coordinated individual. So I need this relief factor to keep working. By barking, I mean, you know, 10 off 8 is a little bit of a reach for me. And I'm trying to get back to where I can do a good long run every Saturday and in the fall, because the D.C. has become habitable again. We're kind of cruising into decent weather in the swamp. And maybe a little bit overdone, but that's what Relief Factor exists for, to support the relief, temporary relief of minor aches and pains. Like when I say the knee's barking at me, it's just that soreness. It's not arthroscopic surgery time. It's not Jose Ramirez of the Indians went down with a dislocated thumb, I think. They still won, and they're still in first place. Go Indians, go Browns. Browns play against the Ravens this weekend. Football is back. I hope you didn't watch BYU play Navy last night. Oh, that was nasty. I think Navy got 3 points on the board. It was a bizarre setting, by the way. No midshipmen in the fans because Maryland's governor, Larry Hogan, is going to run for president along with 15 other people. He may regret not letting the midshipmen get in the stands because there's one midshipman standing the whole time. It was kind of an odd deal. But relieffactor.com is terrific. Get it today. $19.95 gets you 3 weeks starter supply. Get going on it. Come right back. David Drucker joins me on the first day of the campaign after the break. Stay tuned, America.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Lots of people came back from camp this weekend. A few of them ran across the United States. And my friends at The Wild Adventure, TWA.us, sent me a bunch of postcards. Ed Barth wrote, "Hello, Hugh. I wanted to let you know what an awesome time I had at The Wild Adventure. The trip was a bucket list for me, and now I know why it is so highly recommended. Dear Hugh, thanks for endorsing The Wild Adventure. However, how does this Genera guy get all of his energy?" I'll tell you, Genera is, that's from Brian B., is mentioned in Sarah Huckabee Sanders' memoir, speaking for myself. John Bowers writes, "Life is good on the ranch. Thank you for your support of this incredible place. I caught a 23-inch rainbow trout." I'm not sure I'm going to believe that one. But I missed you at camp. Brandon said, "You make a good hula girl." I've never done that. I love getting these cards. These guys send me cards from The Wild Adventure. You can't go this year. They got 1 week left, and then it shuts down. You can go next year. You go to TWA.us and sign up early, and you will experience a wonderful week in Montana. And it's not like Yellowstone. You know, if you've been watching that series, Yellowstone, it's not like Yellowstone. What I love about Montana is Steve Daines is also winning up there. Steve Daines, even by the public polls, which I don't think are particularly reliable at this season, they true up towards the end. Steve Daines is ahead. Bullock ran for president on an anti-gun platform, and people in Montana know it, and they're not forgetting it. I'm feeling pretty good as a Republican right now about the Senate, about the president. I think it is a dead heat for the president, and I think the Senate is going in the right direction. One thing I know, Leader McConnell's going to win like by 25 points. But that doesn't mean you don't want to vote up and down the ticket. You do. Getting the Congress back for Kevin McCarthy to help the president as opposed to obstruct him would be a terrific thing. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That's the Get Out the Vote campaign. You'll hear me say it a million times. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Blue in Santa Ana, California, where it was like 1,000 degrees this weekend. Hi, Blue.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
I had a few real quick things. One is I'm concerned about the vote in the overall aspect, in that I used to room with a guy who was a mailman out here, and he said it was a known fact that whenever the mail gets really heavy, that they actually get like storage units and just put the mail in the storage units until they can get to, you know, to the overflow of mail that's happening.
But Blue, I want to assure you about this. The Postmaster General testified, even with all the mail ballots that you can imagine, it doesn't even come close to a day at Christmas. This is not even, it'll get delivered. That's not the problem. The problem is there going to be fraud in the return? And I tell people, My only evidence is in March, two ballots showed up at my old house in California. I've been a Virginia voter since 2016. That's just what they do. They just send ballots out. That's a recipe for a nightmare.
I understand that. I just know that they package it all up. And sometimes, you know, I mean, like the second thing I was going to say is I was talking last few voting times. I called the people like from California that are the ultimate in charge of counting the votes. And I'd call like 3 weeks after the voting and they'd say, they still had another.
Oh, they never get done. They never get done in California. I'm telling you, if California was a divided state, no election would ever be done. My problem is Pennsylvania. And let me explain why Pennsylvania is a problem. They got Governor Wolf, who's kind of out of control tyrant. Then they got Josh Shapiro, who's a really smart attorney general Democrat. And then they got a liberal Supreme Court. So it's going to be the reverse of Florida in 2000, where they had Jeb Bush and the Secretary of State against their crazy Supreme Court down there, and the Supreme Court of the United States had to step in. This time it's going to be all Democrats running that recount. So I just think it's better to win without Pennsylvania. Patty in Scranton, although it would be good if it's not close, they can't cheat. A very bright guy said that once. Patty, how's Scranton looking?
Well, I'll tell you, Hewitt, we have several people who are out canvassing and doing sign counts at a place called Lake Winola, which used to be very liberal. The Trump signs outnumber the Biden signs. In the Scranton and the outlying areas towards the Poconos, our street alone, and we live in the country, so the houses are pretty far apart. There's not a house with a Biden sign on it. Talking to people in the area, and we own a business, so we see a lot of people. People are just disgusted with Biden. How they don't understand how anybody in their right mind could vote for him. The words that come around about him is elder abuse, and his family should be, I don't know, shot. And I don't mean that literally, but what they're doing to him is just—it's elder abuse, as far as most of us are concerned. It's crazy. Wolf's at the bottom of the barrel. I don't think I've met a person in this area who was Democrat that even likes the guy. I think it's going to be a phenomenal landslide. At least we're all praying that way.
Well, you know, Scranton is one of the key swing states. Pittsburgh, urban Pittsburgh, and urban Philadelphia will go for Biden. And, of course, western PA outside of Pittsburgh will go heavily for Trump. It's really going to come down to northeast Pennsylvania. So keep working. Don't go anywhere, America. 1-800-520-1234. First day of the campaign. I'm just talking with Americans about what they see, think, and feel here on The Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.